I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Celebrating our 16th year on the air. Sir John Leslie after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO's Tanglewood Family Concert, Saturday afternoon, July 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at Seiji Ozawa Hall, provides an engaging chamber concert experience, especially for children ages 3 to 8 and their families. Pre-concert activities begin at 11:30. Get tickets at tanglewood.org.
Well, we're on our way, as you can tell by the music, to wonderful, wonderful Ireland. And if you're going to Ireland, then you have to make it a point to find your way to the wonderful Castle Leslie, the family castle that for the last 400 years has been in the Leslie family, where you actually can have the privilege and the opportunity to spend a night or spend a few days or stay for a week or more. And there's so much going on there now that we're going to be talking later with Miss Samantha Leslie, who has wonderful news of things going on at Castle Leslie and in Ireland in general. But we're going to start today with talking with the wonderful Sir John Leslie, patriarch of the Leslie family, who, God bless him, is now 87 years old. And I understand last night you were discoing.
Oh, yes. I went to the arena. Yeah, I'm about 1,000 young people, you know. They have double strength music there. It's really very exciting.
and you have a reputation of going discoing every week, is that right?
I go to one or the other. There's the Four Seasons in Monaghan, the Paragon in Clonus, and Carrick Macross, the Fiddlers. We seem to be surrounded by discos.
Well, you know, what's interesting about it is I remember from our trip to County Monaghan that it appears that busloads of teenagers come in on Friday evening or Saturday evening, and it's a non-alcoholic night, which makes it an even better experience for the parents of those children.
Well, there are non-alcoholic discos on Fridays usually, just Coca-Cola, lemonade. Children from 14 to 20, you know, they don't allow anyone else in, not even their parents.
Oh, good for them. But last night you were discoing with the older crowd.
Yes.
Ah, yes. And I understand that they're always very excited to see you there. You cut a rug, don't you?
Yes, and they close earlier. They close at 1:30 instead of 2:30.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. That was an early evening for you? We should all aspire.
Well, they wouldn't allow me in. I went once, but they wouldn't allow me in. They said, no, no, just teenagers.
Oh, dear. The nerve of them. Well, I'm sure it helps keep you young and fit and healthy. What other dance clubs have you been to, Sir John?
Yes, we went once to Ibiza with my niece 2 years ago. And then Monte Carlo, and then in London there's the Storm in Leicester Square, and the Hanover Grand near Hanover Square. In Mexico, I went to several, in Acapulco and also Cuernavaca. But the Monaghan ones are the best, I think.
Well, everything about Ireland is the best in my book. It's one of my favorite places. And visiting Castle Leslie, which for my listeners is located about 2.5 hours, beautiful drive from Dublin, and about an hour south of Belfast. So it's very easy to get.
It's 2 hours from Dublin, really.
Really? Well, you drive faster than we do. You must be driving faster than we do. Maybe we took the country road instead of the highway, and that's possible, too. Let's talk. Last time you visited with us, Sir John, who family and friends lovingly referred to as Uncle Jack, we talked about the approach to the castle, which is right off. Is it the N2, I believe, that it's right off of? Takes you from Dublin. You take the N12 and the N2, and before you know it, you're in Glaslough in County Monaghan, and you reach this wonderful wall along the road, and when you see this big brick wall that goes forever, you know that you're riding aside the grounds, the 1,000 acres that belong to Castle Leslie. And you come up the drive, and last time you were on the show with us, we talked about the entrance, the family crest, the grand hall, and the dining room and drawing room filled with memorabilia from Paderewski's visits and your cousin Winston Churchill and so many others, and the portrait that hangs in the dining room that was painted by Gilbert Stuart, who also painted George Washington as we see him on the dollar bill. But I thought it would be fun this time, Uncle Jack, if we went upstairs and we visited some of the bedrooms with you on a virtual radio tour of Castle Leslie, which you can see at castleleslie.com. And let's talk about the ancestors who lived in those various rooms. I'd like to start with the Red Room because that was the room I stayed in. So let's talk about the Red Room a bit. That was your mother's room, wasn't it?
Yes, it was always my mother's room. The bed came from Perugia, the capital of Umbria, about 70 miles south of Florence, dates to about 1600. And the mantelpiece came from the same place with the carved cherubs from Perugia. Nothing has been changed in the room since the house was built 122 years ago. Same curtains.
Yes, they are the same curtains. I can attest to that because I don't really know the best way to put it. I kind of very much appreciate the condition that they are in, reflecting curtains that have survived for 120 years. And with a wonderful, wonderful view of the grounds from the windows of that room.
You can see over the lake.
Oh, it's wonderful. As a matter of fact, for those, we have a new radio station that's joined us, WNN, in Florida, 1470 AM. And they've, of course, because they're a new station with us, weren't with us when we did the first show, and the many shows when we talked about my daughter's wedding, which took place at Castle Leslie over a three-day period. A great, wonderful memory in our lives. As a matter of fact, I was told we were the first all-American wedding at the castle where we can't trace any Irishmen on either side of the family. But since then, other American families have followed. So I think we started a trend. Let's talk about going down the hallway now from the Red Room.
Yes.
And you pick the next room you'd like to share with us.
Well, going down the staircase or going up the top stairs?
Well, I was thinking, isn't the Mauve Room on the same floor as the Red Room?
Yes, the Mauve Room was got ready for the Duke and Duchess of Connaught, 1907, Queen Victoria's favorite son. And nothing really has been changed to this day, except last year we had to change the curtains and the canopy on the bed because they had fallen to pieces. That's all that's been changed. Next door, there was a sitting room, and in 1910, they thought they'd be very modern and turn the sitting room into a bathroom. Before that, it was all done by footmen carrying in great hip baths, putting them in front of the coal fires. The footmen wore dark blue uniforms, gold buttons, yellow waistcoats, white bow ties. They were never bothered, left the rooms. They'd take the hip baths and pour them out down on the sluices and the back stairs. They returned the dressing rooms attached to the main bedrooms into bathrooms in the last 10 years. So now every dressing room has been turned into a bathroom. And every bedroom has its own private bathroom.
And that was the Mauve Room,
The Mauve Room and the Red Room, all the bedrooms. They had dressing rooms attached, These made very useful bathrooms.
Yes, and they're all...
them into bathrooms in the last 10 years.
They're all lovely and large. And let's talk about a Norman's room.
Norman's room, yes, that's a haunted room upstairs.
Yes, there's a ghost, isn't there? We didn't see him, I'm sorry to say. I was hoping we'd have a visit.
Yes.
Well, tell us who Norman was.
Well, Norman isn't the ghost. The ghost is a long story that concerns the bed.
Aha. Uh-huh. But who was Norman?
Norman was my father's second brother.
And
he was killed at Armentières.
Why does the ghost haunt that room?
Well, it's the bed, you see. The bed came from a haunted house in England.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's not Norman's ghost, it's the bed.
Ah, all right. Well, we'll have to come back again and spend some time because I'd really love to meet the ghost.
I am so happy. I had so many opportunities to be face-to-face with Uncle Jack, Sir John Leslie, and so many times to talk with him on the phone. He passed away in 2015 in April at the age of 99. And what a soldier he was in real life, professionally, as well as personally. That was amazing, David.
And I remember him saying he was going out dancing every Saturday night.
Actually, it was Fridays.
Oh, it was Friday nights. Okay.
Friday nights were when the teenagers in County Monaghan would assemble at the disco, and that was an alcohol-free night.
And he was there.
And they loved him.
Yeah,
he would go dancing with the kids.
In his 90s, yeah.
Oh, yes, right, almost to the very end. Amazing, amazing man, amazing man. What a way to celebrate and remember 15 solid years of radio broadcasting.
And there's more great interviews coming up where we're digging through the archives.
Yeah, this is an incredible hour still in front of you, so don't give up the ghost.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pops season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we're about to do a replay of an interview I did, I don't know how many years ago. Let's find out.
Yeah, as Stephanie finds out, this is our beginning of our 16th year on the air together, celebrating 15 years of broadcasting, and we're digging through all these archives and playing some best of interviews we've done over the last 15 plus years.
And this one was 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
10
okay.
years ago, 2005. And it's Sergio Gonzalez Rubiero, who at the time was the Secretary of Tourism for the state of Quintana Roo. Great guy. I have to track him down again. I haven't talked to him in 10 years.
Yeah, let's listen.
I'll find out what I said.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the Business Talk Radio Network, we're talking about Mexico today.
And we're talking with Sergio Gonzalez, the Undersecretary of Tourism for the state of Quintana Roo, which is the part of Mexico where Cancun and the Mayan Riviera reside. And you know, I mean, it's very difficult to keep my mind focused when I'm thinking of, here is Sergio sitting with his family
on the beach.
On the beachfront in a
seafood.
Brand new beautiful restaurant enjoying a seafood dinner. It's, you know, it's not too shabby, but somebody's got to do it. So tell us, Sergio, Cancun and Riviera Maya are very different in terms of the feel of the destination, but they're both very successful, very popular destinations. What makes them so popular?
Well, let me tell you, first, Cancun was the first destination that has been planned completely by a computer. And all the logistic and everything was very well planned 30 years ago from the national government of Mexico.
Yes, and we're going to have Alejandro Rodriguez on later in the show from Fonatur.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, so that's wonderful.
Cancun has been planned. So it's a project and where everything has been planned and everything has been set in the a dream. And besides of that, we have a very dynamic society here. The entrepreneurs, all the industrial people from all over Mexico and some other places in the world came to Cancun to build a project here, a hotel or a restaurant or a marina or whatever. We are very dynamic, and it's a very successful city. In Riviera Maya, it's our youngest destination. But to give you an idea, Cancun has 26,000 rooms in 30 years, and Riviera Maya has been made 22,000 rooms within 5 years.
Wow.
To give you an idea of the growth of Riviera Maya.
But Cancun,
right now,
Cancun feels more built up because things are more, they're closer together, they're near each other. There's more of a sense of just newness about it, whereas Riviera Maya seems to carry more of the flavor of the ancestry of those who inhabited Mexico hundreds of years ago.
Well, you know what happened, Stephanie? Cancun became a very cosmopolitan city, a very cosmopolitan destination. It's a destination on the beach in the Caribbean, but where you can find whatever you want, whatever you need. There is all kinds of restaurants, shopping malls, discotheques, a convention center.
Movie theaters?
Yeah.
I always see a film when I'm in Cancun.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, you mentioned now you're in a brand new restaurant. Give me the name again. Is it Mogambo?
Mogambo, yeah.
Mogambo.
Right.
I'm going to give you the name of another new restaurant in Cancun that I want you to promise me you're going to go and have a meal at, and that you're going to tell the people there that I sent you.
What is that name?
And the name is Laguna Grill. Have you been there yet?
Laguna Grill.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds familiar to me, but you're not going to believe that. But we were planning to go there this afternoon, but we didn't. Laguna Grill, how is it? Did you like it?
It's fabulous. Fabulous. And Mauricio Clayton is the PR director there and a very good friend. And we had the owner on as a guest recently. Stay with us. We're going to come right back.
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we were just talking about... Todos Unidos. We were just talking about the Laguna Grill restaurant. I know you're at the Mogambo restaurant sitting on the beach in Cancun. But right on the lagoon is this wonderful, brand new, beautiful, you will really enjoy it. And you'll thank me for reminding you to go. It's interesting that your choice today was the Mogambo or the Laguna Grill. But let's talk a little bit about Riviera Maya. There is a special flavor there. There's a special sense of history there that, of course, you don't feel in Cancun, because Cancun was a beautiful long stretch of beach where there really was nothing before. Whereas Riviera Maya is dotted with, everywhere you look, there's some wonderful reminder of the history and culture of the Mayan people and the Mexican people.
Okay. You know what the difference is? Cancun is like a computer, a brand new computer, and Riviera Maya is still writing in a typewriter, which is more romantic.
Absolutely.
Riviera Maya is full of people from Europe and Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, and that makes a magnificent combination of people and atmosphere and everything. So you can find, besides of that, you have the jungle, and the cenotes and the archaeological sites, the theme parks like Xcaret, Tres Rios. So Riviera Maya is amazing. It's amazing because you have the hotels, the food, the atmosphere, but you have the jungle and the nature and all those things, which is one of the new trends in tourism and all over the world. So that's why everybody's going crazy with Riviera Maya.
Well, you know, the part of it that's very exciting for me is that for people who will never get to Egypt and see a pyramid, for people who will never experience Pompeii in Italy, they have an opportunity to come to Mexico and get the feeling of what life was like 500 years ago or longer, and what people were doing, what it was like, and to see the ruins and the way that life was. And in addition to that, there are still Mayan people living a Mayan life in villages.
That's correct.
And so you actually can go and you can choose your own corn and you can grind it into your own tortilla. You can do your own cooking. You can speak with our children, many of them speaking the Mayan language. I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's correct. You know our place. You know our place. Can you people imagine Tulum when you get there and you see the pyramid and the Caribbean Sea just in front on the white beach? It's just amazing. It's a magic place.
It really is a magic place. In 30 seconds, can you tell us what's new and coming up in Cancun in the Mayan Riviera?
Okay, let me tell you that our plans are, we want to set up Cancun as a golfer's destination, a golfer's paradise.
Oh, fantastic.
Right now we have 8 golf courses, but there is 8 more coming. But by 2005, we're going to have 16 golf courses in Cancun and the Riviera Maya area. So we're really promoting golf.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to come back, Sergio, and we're going to talk just about golf on the next show we do about golfing. Thank you for joining. Thank you for interrupting your dinner.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with 3 islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
Shall we say the ball is in your court?
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I bet you like to play rough.
I like to work.
In April of 2011, I visited with Gabe Jaramillo, who has trained, coached every major tennis star you can think of. Well, it's clear that Club Med is about experiences, and it's about experiences that have life value, not just vacation for the moment value. And as a result of the focus on excellence in terms of the experiences that are offered, they're offered by people who are serious about what they do and serious about what they know. And it is a privilege and honor for me to introduce you to Gabe Jaramillo, who is the head person when it relates to the tennis academies. He is the director of the tennis academies, and we are here speaking in his office at Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Very easy to get to, by the way. Very close to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach Airport, about an hour and a half from Fort Lauderdale Airport, and would add another 45 minutes to an hour if you flew into Miami. So unless you had a burning need to be in Miami, you'd probably want to fly into West Palm or into Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, you've eliminated the whole question about passports and immigration lines and all that jazz. When you can have a tropical experience right here in Florida. Gabe, thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's I don't know where to start with you, because we need to talk about what it is that Club Med offers in its tennis academies, what you offer here at Sandpiper Bay. But I think we have to back up and start with where you have come from and come through. And we begin with you and your Australian hat. So let's talk about that first.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, thank you very much for having me on your show. It's really a pleasure and an honor to meet you and to be in your show. The Australian hat is an interesting story. Jim Courier, number one player in the world, won the Australian Open years ago. And what the Australian used to do is used to give the hat as a present to the winner. Well, he didn't like the hat, so he gave it to me. And I wore it proudly on the court, and I've been wearing the hat ever since. And I love my Acubra.
Well, I guess when you're out in the sun a lot, it gives you a lot of protection.
30 years in this Florida sun, you need it.
Well, how do you play? You don't play tennis with that on.
I do.
You're kidding, really?
I do. You get used to it. It's my trademark.
It really is. All you're missing is the boots. And a kangaroo or a koala bear following you around. Now, you have been associated with coaching some great names in tennis. Can you mention some of them? Because we love dropping names around here.
No, I've been very lucky. I was able to coach Andre Agassi, Monica Seles, Jim Courier, Pete Sampras, Sharapova, Kournikova, and the list goes on. So I've been very fortunate.
How did that happen?
I used to work with Nibal Thierry. I was his right-hand man. I was the director of the academy for 30 years, and I was the traveling, when the players should travel, I was the one who went on the road with them, and I also was in charge of their program. I was in charge of the program, not for 1 year or 2 years, but I basically wrote the program 5 years at a time.
Wow.
So it was a beautiful experience.
Well, how do you write a five-year program for someone?
For example, when a student comes here at 13 years old, their goal is to play professional tennis. So there are certain steps that they have to take, certain tournaments that they have to play, and certain goals that they have to meet. And that's what we do. We schedule every student that comes here has a roadmap for 5 years. And, you know, we tweak it on the way.
I had the pleasure of being able to see your tennis courts for young people, which are smaller, and then your regulation size tennis courts. And someone pointed and said, you see those buildings, that's where the students live.
That's correct.
So you have people that have come not only from all over the country, but around the world, who stay here year round.
Right. The first course that you saw are for kids 2, 3, 4 years old. And we have a very, very good program for them. This is a French method, very well coordinated. And the kids really love it. The clay courts that you see in front are more for the adults. And the hard courts in the back are more for the juniors. So we have the courts for everybody. We have the rooms right across the tennis courts. Then they have a view over the water. So nobody has those facilities for the students, for students that board. Now we have 63 boarding students. That they come from 27 different countries. But if you look at the flags, Oman, I mean, you don't expect it, Vietnam, you know, you don't expect kids to play or to come from those countries to be able to come to an academy like this, but they do. And they all come with the same goal. They all come with the goals to be professional tennis players.
What's the age of the youngest?
12 years old. That lives boarding here is 12 years old from Japan. And she came about 3 months ago, didn't speak a word of English. And it's incredible how fast the kids learn the language.
The parents send them ahead, or they come and stay here as well, or what?
No, the parents send them. The parents, most of the time they come, they drop them off, they stay here for about a week. They find the facilities very good, the people are very friendly, and they go home. For example, Mayuka, that's her name, she lives in Japan. After all these problems in Japan with the tsunami and all that, we were very concerned. We talked to the parents are doing well, and actually they're very happy that she's here, and she's not in the mess over there.
Of course, it's a much more stable situation
for her. And our youngest student in the non-boarding program is 7 years old.
Wow.
That come, you know, is a regular student. And on top of it, we have the adults that come, you know, for a week at a time. And we have different programs for them. We have a program where at 8 o'clock in the morning, we start with the advanced, and 9 o'clock with the medium players, intermediate, and at 10 o'clock with the beginners. The interesting part about that program is everybody thinks they are advanced. So it's a challenge for us.
I used to like to say that average is the point above which all parents think their children stand.
Oh, that is so true. That is a great saying. I need to write it and put it on my wall.
One day I'll needle point it and I'll send it to you in a pillow.
I would love to put it on my wall.
Yes. I'm kind of fascinated by the concept of kids who are so goal-oriented that they already know they want to be professional tennis players, and that they choose to come to Club Med Sandpiper Bay in Port St. Lucie, Florida, to live here in basically dormitory style.
Yes.
And are they here for a 12-month basis?
The regular time is 9 months out of the year that they are here. And the average is 3 years that they stay.
And so during these 9 months, how does their schooling take place?
It is great.
I hope so, because I don't want to hear them playing tennis for 9 months
else. To give you an idea, the number one and two players from Harvard are my students. The number one, number two from Brown is my student. The number one from Princeton is my student. And we have a player here today that is 20 in the world in the juniors. She's 350 in the professionals. But she decided not to play professional tennis. She wants to go to Duke. She got a scholarship to go to Duke. So they can do both. The whole idea is that they need to have an education. The education has to be as strong as the tennis. If they are not performing in school, they cannot go to the tennis court. And at the same time, they have a backup. If they cannot make us professional players, they can go to school. with a very good scholarship, play tennis for the school, and keep in their mind that maybe later on, if they cannot make it now, they can make it later as professional players.
And who does the schooling?
We have two schools, one that is 5 minutes away, and another one that is right on top, right on top of my office. And they do a lot of the school that they do today is online. I think it's the future of education anyway. And all this, the students that I'm telling you
about...
Oh,
well, that sure beats the heck out of having a teacher who hates you.
Right.
I mean, I like that one.
And a lot of it is one-on-one. And most of the kids here are one-on-one. They do it online,
well, yeah.
They have a tutor right behind it.
Yeah,
so the education level is very high.
Well, yeah. Anybody that's going into tennis is somebody that is focused on individual sports. My son was someone who thrived on individual sports.
What sport did he practice?
Whatever he did, if it was bike, riding his bike, or it was skiing, or whatever it was an individual sport. He didn't do well in teams.
And the kids that performed better individually.
Eagles don't flock.
Right.
So, I find the whole subject fascinating, and it's clearly, you guys know exactly what you're doing.
Every time I see somebody out on a tennis court in a tournament, and I hear the name of who this fabulous athlete is, it always brings me back to Gabe Jaramillo, who was at some point, or still is, their coach.
And we're doing all this as we celebrate the beginning of our 16th year on the air with Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Can you believe it?
My backhand is clearly my forehand.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I chose this interview with executive chef David Garcelon from the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto because I was so tickled by his remark that they present Canadian cuisine. And I want to know the last time a group of friends got together and when they all got hungry, somebody said, hey, let's go out for Canadian. So this is from January 29th, 2006.
As we kick off the 16th year of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Enjoy it. As a matter of fact, we haven't gotten into the French part of Canada yet, but you're listening to one of my favorite songs, La Vie en Rose, Edith Piaf, the little sparrow, singing, and at least getting you in the mood for where we're going after we speak with our chef, David Garcelon, who is the chef at the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto. Thank you for joining us, David.
Thanks, Stephanie.
We were talking before we got you raised up on the air about, I read somewhere that you had served 10,000 people, or it's just you have the capacity to serve 10,000 people.
Yeah, that's right. If all of our rooms are filled at the same time, we can serve 10,000 people in one sitting. It's a pretty big hotel.
Are you the executive chef?
That's right.
How do you sleep at night? And that would drive me insane.
We have a great team here.
You would have to.
We do, yeah. Very good.
What is it that you want our audience at Travel with Stephanie Abrams to know about what makes the food service at the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto uniquely different? Because when people travel, there are so many options and so many choices, and there is so much emphasis now about shopping by price, and people have no idea what they're getting. You know, a hotel is not a hotel, and a dining room is not a dining room, one from another, and there are unique differences in terms of quality. Why would someone choose the food service facilities at your hotel from all the options in Toronto?
Well, the Royal York's, as you've probably heard, it's a grand hotel. It's a historic hotel, and it's really Canada's hotel, and it represents all the regions of this huge country. And I think our food service here does that as well. And we've got many options, and all our restaurants feature Canadian cuisine and products from all over Canada. And with our many restaurants here, we try and do that.
I have to follow up on that. I watched Mike Myers on, oh my gosh, I think it was Actors Studio. Do you know that show?
Right.
And he was hilarious, but he made the point, because he is Canadian, and he made the point that there is no such thing as Canadian food. Who says, honey, let's go out for Canadian food tonight? Or where's the closest Canadian restaurant in this area? So when you say Canadian food, what are you referring to?
Well, it's regional cuisine. It's using the best local ingredients from local farmers. It's using caribou. It's using
caribou
lobster from Nova Scotia and scallops from the East Coast.
Caribou.
Yes.
You want to eat Bullwinkle's cousin?
it's one
Tell
of the
me
best,
it tastes like chicken.
I can't tell you how many people have had caribou and told me it's the best meat they've red meat they've ever had in their life. It's very tender, it's very healthy, it's good for you, low cholesterol, and if you like venison, you'll love caribou.
See, I don't eat Bambi. So yeah, Bullwinkle and Bambi.
Chef David, I've had venison. I have not had caribou yet, and it's delicious. Venison, I think, is great. I can't wait to try caribou.
You know, there are adventurous people, and I'm sure we have lots of people in our listening audience that really get excited about that. But there are some things on a menu that, like haggis, for instance. We go to Scotland, you see haggis. Did you ever see haggis served?
No.
You want to excuse yourself from the dining room. It's like very scary looking stuff. But I'm sure it's wonderful, but my taste buds are not there yet.
I have to try it.
Well, I understand that you are pretty new to the property.
Yes, I've been with Fairmont Hotels for 13 years, but I've just recently transferred to the Fairmont Royal York.
Where were you before, David?
I spent 5 years in Bermuda, and before that I was in the Canadian Rockies at Jasper.
Were you at the Southampton Princess or the Hamilton Princess?
Fairmont Southampton, that's right. Yep.
Holy cow. And so is my good friend Peter Frith still there?
Absolutely, Peter is, yes.
They're going to carry him out kicking and screaming. The man is never going to grow old and leave.
He's part of the hotel.
Never going to happen. Well, I'm really glad that you were able to join us today, and I'm hoping I can come up to Canada and visit you in Toronto and get to know your property and your cuisine. And we got to get you to meet Mike Myers so you can straighten him out. Explain to him there is such a thing as... But I don't know of a place other than there used to be a pancake house in New York City called the Royal Mountie Pancake House. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you with us.
We have now come to the end of another hour of today's show. And if you missed any part of it, please go to S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com. If you click on blog on the navigation bar, or if you go directly to sabramas.com/blog, you'll find that we have posted a blog that has all of the folks we've interviewed and played their interview today from past shows, and links to that interview, because in many cases we gave you an excerpt of the interview. So you can go into overtime with us, go out on the veranda.
And, you know, this wasn't an easy task. It took Stephanie...
You have no idea.
5.5 hours to go through. It's been hard to even narrow it down to these 12 segments that we're doing today.
Well, the reason it only took 5.5 hours, David, is that I have been making little notes and margins and places for years of... memorable, super memorable, super duper memorable interviews that we've done. You know, we went on the air July 7th, 2002, and we've now started our 16th year on the air.
Congratulations.
And to you too, my on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcomber, Mr. David Isby, senior producer.
But I say it again, you know, it was tough to narrow down 12 segments over 16 years or 15 years of interviews.
Oh, it was glorious.
Maybe we should do it again next week too.
Oh, yeah, well, it really was amazing, and trying to make the decisions on which to pick.
Right.
But I have to tell you, we have such a wealth of incredibly wonderful, entertaining, informative interviews that we have done
And you know, there are people that have said to me, I remember, Dave, when we first went on the air in July 7, 2002, we had one show, 1 hour, and people would say, how do you talk about travel for an hour every week?
Watch us. Just watch us.
And now we do 6 hours every week. It's been a pleasure being with you. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.